Welcome to Play for Keeps. This excerpt is presented for your enjoyment.
Flowers in the Desert by Donna Hoke. Cast of characters.
Britt, 39 years old, read by Elizabeth Gudenrath.
Joe, 41 years old, read by Aaron Galligan-Sterl.
Stage directions read by James Pagliosotti. Time and place, New Jersey, now. Scene 1. A casual bar, grill, eatery. Moe's. Joe is seated alone at the table, and food has just arrived. Water glasses on the table, but no alcoholic drinks. Hamburger and fries for Joe, a salad for Britt. Joe digs in. Britt emerges from the bathroom.
Works every time. Want your food to arrive, go to the bathroom.
Sorry I didn't wait.
I told the boys that. Big mistake. Now they test it every time. How many restrooms do you think you've used in your lifetime?
I don't know.
No, really. If you think about all of the places you've been and all of the restrooms you've used...
If you're counting actual restrooms, it's more for you than me.
What do you mean?
Trees. Back alleys. Snowbanks. Who cares?
I just popped into my head. Is it more than 1,000, do you think?
Too many to count.
Oh, I wasn't looking for an exact number.
You want a bite?
Why would I want a bite of that?
It's good. Moe's has good burgers.
No meat, remember?
You're not over that yet.
Never mind. No, thank you.
You don't know what you're missing.
You're right. I haven't been here in 2 years, and I can see that so much has changed.
I like it here.
No, really. Didn't they used to use pink chalk for the specials? Look, now it's blue.
It's comfortable.
They got rid of the pool table.
Maybe they got sick of you hustling their customers away?
I haven't been here, and even when I was, I never hustled anybody.
They bring in live music now. They needed room for that.
Is it any good? The music?
It's no Springsteen.
Mm. What is?
The tour last year was weird without you.
Tickets and sitters, it adds up.
He played Independence Day last show.
Oh, that hurts. Why would you tell me that?
Because I thought of you. Wished you were there to hear it.
Next time.
I hope there is a next time. You never know. That's what I think at every show.
And how many shows was that?
I don't know.
Really? You've suddenly lost count? How many?
Just 20 or so.
Must be nice to have all that freedom.
So the music's not bad sometimes. Cover bands. They had Meatloaf once.
He's still around?
Very round.
You should have told me. It would have been fun.
No meat, remember?
That pool table was my ticket to free drinks. The best thing about this place.
I thought meeting me was the best thing about this place.
I might have even made you a bet for old time's sake.
What would we bet?
Doesn't matter. I wouldn't let you win this time.
Let me win?
You know I did.
Sure.
And you let me be a woman of my word instead of a woman of loose morals.
I'm a good guy.
Oh, neat trick, being a good guy and still scoring.
It wasn't a bad bet, was it? I mean, if me and you...
You and I.
If you and me hadn't met and gotten together, we wouldn't have had the kids. They're great kids.
They are.
The best.
I'm not arguing.
I know.
Thank you.
I'm not fishing.
But you want something.
I miss them, B. Wednesday nights and every other weekend, that's nothing. It's less than nothing. And Professor Germain...
Gerald.
...gets to see them all the time, and they're not even his kids.
He's hardly a bad influence.
I'm sure he's not, but really? Does the guy even know how to throw a football?
That isn't nice.
Boys like sports.
You like sports.
Yes, and a father should enjoy sports with his sons more often.
You're right. You should see them more.
That was too easy.
Yeah. But I've been thinking, you know, that maybe you should spend more time at the house, in their own environment. Seeing you in that apartment makes them sad.
They like the bunk beds.
But you've got nothing in the refrigerator. If you want them to spend more time with you, you're going to have to learn to feed them something more substantial than boiled hot dogs and cheese doodles.
They like that stuff.
They need good nutrition, Joe. Milk, fruit, vegetables, ketchup and potato chips don't count.
I don't really cook.
You don't really want to cook.
Will they even eat those things?
Not if you never put those things in front of them. Not if every visit to Dad's is a junk food holiday.
I don't want to argue about vegetables. If I spent more time with them...
Next week, I have to go away for a few days. And you could stay at the house.
Oh, you and Loverboy want some time away, and then it's okay for me to spend more time with the kids. The rest of the time, it's, you know, it's not your day, but when you need a babysitter...
It's not babysitting when it's your kids.
I know.
Well, it's not.
Okay, then. When you have something you want to do, then it's okay to let me have more time.
You didn't let me finish. If you spent your time with them at the house, you could get used to their routine. That would make it easier for you to be together, because it wouldn't be so disruptive.
I'm sorry, but the last time I checked, you asked me to move out.
To hear the entire play, you can access it individually, or join us as a subscriber by choosing from the panel above.